إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد فإني أرحب بكم جميعا I welcome all of you once again ونواصل مع الحديث 34 من 40 النووية من المنحة الربانية في شرح 40 النووية لفضيلة الشيخ العلامة الوالد الدكتور بقية السلف صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات وللمتكلم والسامعين والسامعات. We continue after welcoming all of you once again. Continue and reading from the explanation of the 40 hadith. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, the hadith number 34. Hadith number 34. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان رواه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله في صحيحه. From the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, who said that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whosoever of you sees an evil action, let him change it with his hand. And we're going to learn, inshallah, what does it mean, the hand in here. And if he is not able to do so, then with his tongue. And if he is not able to do so, then with his heart, and that is the weakest of faith. This hadith was collected by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, in his Sahih, hadith number 49. Allah Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidahullah ta'ala. Al-amr bil-ma'roof, wal-nahyu anil-munkar, min wusul al-Islam. فهو جانب عظيم من جوانب الإسلام لأنه إصلاح للمجتمع. He says, commanding good and forbidding evil, this is one of the principles, from the fundamental principles of Islam, to command with good and to forbid the evil. It is one of the fundamental principles of Islam. It is a very great matter in Islam and one of the most important fundamental principles in Islam because it brings reformation and good to the community, not just to individuals. وما هو المنكر وما هو المعروف قال الشيخ والمنكر ما نهى الله عنه ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الأقوال والأفعال والتصرفات. He says, as for this term munkar, which is evil, what is it? It is all that which Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم they make prohibited for us. That's munkar, that's evil. All what Allah has made forbidden. All what the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم made forbidden from statements, actions, and behaviors. وسمي منكرا لأنه تنكره الفطر والعقول السليمة. And he was called munkar because those who have sound mind and a right intellect, they hate evil. They detest and hate evil. No one has right mind and has a pure inclination, fitra salima, likes evil, is hated. وَأَمَّا الْمَعْرُوفِ فَهُوَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. As for ma'roof, is which is good, all types of good, it is that which Allah has commanded the people to do and act upon in His book, or it was commanded by the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وسمي معروفا لأنه تعرفه العقول والفطر السليمة. وهذا جانب عظيم في الإسلام. And it is called معروف because, once again, anyone in his right mind with sound intellect have a pure inclination, fitra salima, they know the good. They know the good from the evil. And once again, the Shaykh says this is a very important matter in Islam, to command good and to forbid evil. It is one of the fundamental principles of Islam. And then the Shaykh mentioned the ayah 104 in Surah Ali Imran. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let there arise out of you a group of people inviting to all that is good, inviting to Islam, enjoining al-ma'roof and forbidding the evil. And such are those who are successful. وقال الله تعالى أيضا في سورة آل عمران in آية 110 كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best of people ever raised up for mankind. The ulama, the tafsir, they said these are the true believers in Islamic monotheism and the real followers of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and his sunnah. They are the ones that are addressed in this ayah. They are the best of people ever raised up for mankind. You enjoin al-ma'ruf and you forbid the munkar, the evil, and you believe in Allah. And you believe in Allah. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله فميز الله سبحانه وتعالى هذه الأمة بأنها تأمر بالمعروف وتنهى عن المنكر بخلاف أهل الكتاب. فإن الله أوجب عليهم الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر لكنهم لم يقوموا به ولذلك لعنهم الله سبحانه وتعالى. The Shaykh says this ummah is the best ummah because they command good and forbid evil. They command good, they establish this fundamental principle of Islam. When you look, he says, at the previous nations, especially the people of the book, Allah has made obligatory upon them this principle as well, to command with good and to forbid the evil, but they didn't do it. They didn't care about this principle. They didn't command one another with good, and they do not forbid one another from evil. That's why Allah cursed them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah المائدة قال الله سبحانه وتعالى لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم. لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون، كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه. الآيات in this ayat 78 and 79, those among the children of Israel who disbelieved were cursed by the tongue of Dawood and Isa, the son of Maryam. That was because they disobeyed Allah and the messengers and were ever transgressing beyond bounds. They used not to forbid one another from al-munkar, which they committed. Ayna'am. So they were cursed because, once again here for this principle, they didn't establish this great fundamental principle of Islam. They see evil perpetrated, but they don't care about it. They don't change it. They don't forbid the evil amongst them. فَلَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِسَبَبِ ذَلِكَ يعني طَرَدَهُمْ وَأَبْعَدَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, because of this, because of them not establishing this fundamental principle, not forbidding the evil, Allah cursed them. They were cursed by Allah and cast away from His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, meaning they were cast away from His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَثْنَى عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised those who command with good and forbid evil amongst them. Allah cursed those who do not act upon this fundamental principle, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised those amongst them who commands good and forbid evil, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, لَيْسُوا سَوَاءً مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. From the ayat 113 and 114 Surah Ali Imran, not all of them are alike, meaning the people of the book. A party of the people of the scripture stand for the right. They recite the verses of Allah during the hours of the night, prostrating themselves in prayer. They believe in Allah on the last day. They enjoy al-ma'roof, and they forbid the munkar. Aynam. قال الشيخ حفظه الله ليس كل أهل الكتاب تركوا الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر ولكن منهم من قام بذلك والله لا يظلم أحدا. The Shaykh says, Hafidahullah, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, not all of the people of the book, they have left acting upon this fundamental principle, which is calling to good and forbidding the evil. Rather, some of them has established that fundamental principle, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wrong anyone. Allah does not wrong anyone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله وأوجب الله على هذه الأمة وأوجب الله على هذه الأمة أن تأمر بالمعروف وتنهى عن المنكر لأن ذلك إصلاح للمجتمع. He says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it an obligation upon this ummah to command good and to forbid the evil. Why? Because this is bring good and reformation to the society. فَالْمَعَاصِي وَالْمُخَالَفَاتِ سَبَبُ لِلْهَلَاكِ وَالْدَّمَارِ. He says that because sins and violations opposing the commands of Allah and the commands of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, this brings destruction, ruin and destruction to societies. Now, sins, disobedience to Allah, going against his commands and the commands of his Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, This brings about ruin and destruction to the society. وعلاج ذلك بالأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. And the cure and the medicine and the cure for this is to command with good and to forbid the evil. That's the cure. وهو نصيحة للمأمور والمنهي وليس من باب التدخل في أمور الناس كما يقول هو أهل النفاق. The Sheikh says, when you call to that which is good, you call to Tawheed. Okay? That's good. You call the people to be upon Tawheed, to study Tawheed. For instance, and you warn against the evil which is Shirk. Alright? You warn against Shirk with all of its types. Aynam. And this is the most important matter that we should call to. Because this is the subject matter of all prophets. That's what they start with. They call their people to Tawheed and forbid them from Shirk. Likewise, you call the people to adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, to learn the Sunnah, to understand it correctly from the ulama, and to apply it and call others to it, and forbid against and warn against innovations. And many things. Command the people to be truthful, and warn them against lying and deception. Aynam. So he said, commanding good and forbidding evil is an advice to the one that is being commanded and the one being admonished and advised. And it's not getting involved with the matters and the affairs of others, like the hypocrites, they say. Those who have hypocrisy with them, when they see someone advising the people with good and forbidding them from evil, they say, why is he getting involved with the people, lives? People, they free to choose what they want. You see? The Shaykh says, "La, this is from hypocrisy, wal-iyadu billah, from the people who have hypocrisy with them. يقولون الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر وصاية على الآخرين وتدخل في أمور الناس. The people who have hypocrisy with them, wal-iyadu billah, they say about those who command good and forbid evil, that they put their nose where they don't belong, as we say in our terms, and that they are getting involved with matters that do not concern them. They get involved in the lives of the people and in their matters that doesn't concern them. قال الشيخ فيقال لهم ليس هذا من باب الوصايا أو التدخل وإنما هو من باب الإصلاح والنصيحة. He says, an answer to them, that this is not from getting involved with matters that do not concern you or putting your nose where it doesn't belong. He says, rather, this is from the bab of bringing reform and rectification and good. فَكَوْنُكَ تَأْمُرُ أَخَاكَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَاهُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ هَذَا مِنْ مَحَبَّتِهِ وَالْإِشْفَاقِ عَلَيْهِ. He says, actually, he says, it's a sign that a person is true in his love. When a person says he loves someone, that's a sign of truthfulness for that love. If a person is truthful in love, he commands his brother with good and forbid him from evil. When he see him negligent, he tell him, Ya Akhi, Salat, Ya Akhi, Kada, Ya Akhi, Kada. And when he see him talking in a bad way, or backbiting, or this, or that, or see him doing something bad and evil, he advise him again. That's the one who loves, truly love a person, because he wants good for them. And he don't want evil to touch them. And they want good for them. قال أما إذا تركته فقد غششته ولم تنصح له وضيعت حقه عليك. He says, but if you do not do this, if you do not command your brother with good and forbid him from the evil he is upon, now you're cheating your brother. That's cheating, because you're not giving him the advice. You're cheating your brother, and actually you are neglecting one of the rights he has upon you. One of the rights that you teach him, you admonish him, you remind him, you command him with good and forbid him from evil. وَهَذَا مِنَ التَّعَاوُنَ عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَمِنَ التَّنَاصُحُ وَمِنْ مَحَبَّةِ الْخَيْرِ لِلنَّاسِ وليس هو من باب التدخل في أمور الآخرين أو الوصايا على الآخرين. The Sheikh says, you should remember that when you do this, when you advise people and call them to what's good and forbid them from the evil and remind them of this principle, the Sheikh, he says, this is from another principle also, which is helping and aiding one another upon good, aynam, and upon taqwa, piety. This is a part of giving sincere advice for one another. Since Islam is built upon nasiha, ad-din al-nasiha, aynam, and it is not considered as the evil people, ahlul nifaq, the people who have hypocrisy with them, wal-iyad billah. They say, now these people are getting involved with matters that do not concern them, and they're dealing with matters that it's not for them to deal with and the like. قال والله سبحانه وتعالى وصف المسلمين بالتواصي بالحق فهو وصية وليس وصايا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى described the Muslimin that the Muslims, they advise one another with the truth. نعم, the Muslims, they constantly advise one another so they can be upon the truth, upon the haqq. So it is advice when you call your brother to good or forbid them from the evil you may see them perpetrating, or you may see them around the wrong people, going to the wrong place, listening to a corrupt person, then you advise them. This is not you getting involved in their personal life. No, this is from the nasiha and from commanding good and forbidding evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, that the believers, they enjoying the truth among themselves. Now they constantly advise one another and call one another to the truth and to be upon the haqq. And they do all that while they are patient. You gotta have patience to do this. قَالَ الشَّيْخ فَهَذَا جَانِبٌ لَا بُدَّ مِنْهِ. So this is a very important matter that the Muslim should fulfill and establish and act upon, calling towards good and warning the people from evil. ثم قال حفظه الله وقد ضرب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثلا للذي يأمر بالمعروف وينهى عن المنكر والذي يقع في المعاصي. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he gave us an example, a beautiful example that helped us understand this fundamental principle. He gave an example about the one who commands good and forbid evil, وَالَّذِي يَقَعُ فِي الْمَعَاصِي, as opposed to the one who falls into sins. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَثَلُ الْقَائِمِ عَلَى حُدُودِ اللَّهِ وَالْوَاقِعِ فِيهَا كَمَثَلِ قَوْمٍ اسْتَهَمُوا عَلَى سَفِينَةٍ فأصاب بعضهم أعلاها وبعضهم أسفلها فكان الذين في أسفلها إذا استقوا من الماء مروا على من فوقهم فقالوا لو أن خرقنا في نصيبنا خرقا ولم نؤذي من فوقنا فإن يتركوهم وما أرادوا هلكوا جميعا وإن أخذوا على أيديهم نجوا ونجوا جميعا. الشيخ, he mentioned this hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari on the authority of Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhuma. The Prophet ﷺ, he gave an example of the one who commands good and is upright upon the deen of Allah, as opposed to the one who falls into the disobedience and sins. He says the example of these people is like the example of these people who are traveling in a ship. There is a ship, and they are on the water. They are in the middle of the ocean. So some of them, they got the upper part of the ship, while others, they are in the bottom of the ship. You know how the ship, they have levels. There are rooms that are way under, meaning under the water, okay? And there are other rooms who are on the top, okay? So those who used to be in the bottom of the ship, whenever they wanted to get water, whatever, what they do? They have to go up to get water from, you know, to get water. And they say one day, why we always, whenever we get some water, we have to go and bother those people who are above us. If we just like put a hole in this ship so we can get some water coming to us, why are we going up and we have to bother these people up there and excuse me, this, that. He said, why don't we just put a hole in here? Huh? The water is right there around us. Let's put a hole in here, right? And here's the water coming to us. Now the Prophet ﷺ says, those who are above them, if they let them do what they want, huh? If they say, oh yeah, go ahead, do it. What's going to happen? They will be all destroyed. Why? Because water get in the ship, and what's going to happen? They sink, and they will all be destroyed. But if they command them with that which is right for everybody, tell them, no, you can't do that, man. Cannot. And they be serious about it. Okay? أَخَدُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ. They save themselves, those who are on top, and they will save those on the bottom as well. They're not going to tell them, we don't care, that's your part of the ship, do whatever you want to do. Can they say that? They cannot. Because they're all in one ship, man. If that ship went down, it's not just the bottom part of it is going to go down. The whole ship is going to go down. قال استهموا أي اقترعوا على سفينة أيهم يكون في الدور العلوي أيهم يكون في الدور السفلي لأن الدور العلوي أرغب فخرجت القرعة وانتهت وصار بعضهم في أعلاها وبعضهم في أسفلها. The Sheikh, he explained to us now, استهموا, they draw lots. Okay, these people, when they came to get into this ship, they draw lots, who will be on the bottom of it and who will be on the top part of it. The Sheikh says, because the top part, everybody wants to be on the top. You know why? Anybody been in a ship before? Anybody travel in a ship? I traveled in a ship for 36 hours. Oh, subhanAllah. And I was in the bottom. It's not pleasing at all because you don't see anything. The only way we used to go up was to go to eat. And they have security and everything. They won't allow you up because you didn't pay for upstairs. But these guys here, they didn't pay. They just have to draw a lot. So those people who are, because when you're up, mashallah, you got fresh air and you see a nice view and it's beautiful, you know. But when you're in the bottom, you're in the bottom, that's it. You don't see anything. You're in your room and that's it. Nothing. You're in the room and you don't see. There's no windows, nothing. At least if they have some windows, you see the ocean and the fish, none of that. So it's very important, it's depressing for real. Especially for long hours. So you go up there and you see the sun again, and you see the... So you go, Allahu Akbar, you enjoy it, wallahi, you enjoy it. So the Sheikh says, because those who are on top, the people, they love to be on top. So that's why they draw lots, these people. All right? And this is different than the bus. Is the bus the same? Is the front part of the bus and the back part of the bus the same? Some people do that too. Some people, for whatever reason, they love to be in the front of the bus. And they... Especially the buses that doesn't have... Some buses have numbers. When you get your tickets, they give you a number. So other buses, people I know, back where I come from, people actually, they really get into it. See who's going to get in the front seats. The Imam shared with me a story. He says, this old man, when the bus comes, people are fighting, pushing each other. Everybody wants to get in the... in the front seats. Nobody's going in the back door. There is two doors. Then he said to one person, he says, why these people are fighting? He says, they all fighting to get the first seats. He says, why? What's wrong with the back seats? Then he asked him, he says, both parts are going to get in the same time? the first and the seats and the back seats? He says, yeah. He said, okay, so what is the problem? If they both get at the same time, so why are they fighting? SubhanAllah. But sometimes people, they just have some, I don't know. Tayyib. So after they draw those lots, the Sheikh says, so those who are in up, they went up. Those who were in the bottom, they went in the bottom. قال فالذين في أعلاها مثل الأخيار من الأمة وأهل الرأي وأهل الدين. Now here is the example, يا أخوان. The example here, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned Sheikh Fawzan. He says, those who want to sense the upper part of the ship is better. He says, so this is the example of those who are on a top position amongst the Muslims, the ulama, the best of this ummah, the people who are religious and have understanding. You see? وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَسْفَالِهَا مِثْلُ أَهْلِ السَّفَاهَ وَأَهْلِ الْمُخَالَفَاتِ. And those who are on the bottom, they are those people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They act upon foolishness, safahat. They violate the laws of Allah. فَالَّذِينَ يَأْتُونَ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ مِثْلُ الَّذِينَ فِي أَسْفَلِ السَّفِينَةِ. He says, so this example, those who act upon evil and perpetrate evil, they are like those who are on the bottom of that ship. وَالَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهَا مِثْلُ الَّذِينَ فِي أَعْلَى السَّفِينَةِ. And those who forbid the evil, they are the example of those who are in the upper part of the ship. وَكَانَ الَّذِينَ فِي الْأَسْفَلِ يَصْعَدُونَ إِلَى الدَّوْرِ الْعُلْوِ لِيَأْخُذُوا الْمَاءِ. And those who used to be in the bottom of the ship, they used to go up to get some water and pass by those people who are on the upper part of the ship. ثم إنهم قالوا نؤذي من فوقنا فلعلنا نخرق في جانبنا خرقا في السفينة نأخذ الماء من جانبنا مباشرة ونصعد ولا نؤذي من فوقنا. Then they say, at one time they say, look, instead of us bothering those people who are above us, whenever we want to get water, we have to go through them and bother them. And he said, let's just get the water from here. We don't have to go up. And let us just put a hole right here in the ship so we can get some water and we don't have to go up and we don't bother those people who are up. قال الشيخ ومعلوم أن السفينة إذا خرقت دخلها الماء وغرقت وهلك من فيها. And it is well known that if there is a hole in the ship, water will get into it and it will sink. Eventually will sink and will destroy everybody, not just those who did it. Everybody will be destroyed. قال الشيخ فهذا مثل للعصاة. سبحان الله. Listen to this example, يا أخوان. قال فهذا مثل للعصاة الذين يريدون أن يخرقوا سفينة الإسلام. الله أكبر. So this is an example for the sinners and the disobedience who wants, they want to put a hole in the ship called Islam. They want to put holes in the ship that is Islam. لأن الإسلام هو السفينة التي تنقذ من الهلاك والغرق. He says, because Islam is that ship that saves you from sinking and from drowning and from ruin and destruction. فَلَوْ تَرَكَ الْأَعْلَوْنَ الْأَسْفَلِينَ وَمَا أَرَادُوا هَلَكُوا جَمِيعًا. He said, those who are pious and righteous and they have knowledge and understanding, if they let the foolish and the ignorant do whatever they want to do in the community, that will bring ruin and destruction upon everybody. You see? وَإِنْ أَخَذُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ نَجَوْا وَنَجَوْا جَمِيعًا. But if they admonish them and they stand there and to correct them and not to allow them to do what they are about to do, they will be saved, those people who were about to disobey Allah, and everybody will be saved. قَلْ هَذَا مِثَالٌ وَاضِحْ فِي الْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأَنَّهُ أَمَانٌ مِنَ الْهَلَاكِ. He says, this is a crystal clear example to highlight and illustrate this very important fundamental principle, which is commanding with good and forbidding the evil. And because it brings safety to everybody from ruins and destruction. This hadith will help us to understand the fatawa of the ulama. Now look, in Libya, in Syria, what's going on right now. Libya is a big problem. Big problem right now. They're fighting, like so many different groups fighting each other now. As one of the brothers, subhanAllah, he says that he left Libya because of Gaddafi and his issues, and because Gaddafi, he was a tyrant. And once Gaddafi was killed, his brother said, oh, he's going back, make hijrah to Libya, because now Gaddafi is gone, this evil person. But when this brother went there and spent a couple months, he couldn't stay there. And he came back and say, man, Gaddafi is gone, but 4 million Gaddafis are there right now. There's many Gaddafis right now, not just one. You see, they have to deal with one Gaddafi. Now there is many of them. Everybody wants to be the ruler, the leader. They're killing each other. No security, no peace, nothing. SubhanAllah, a'udhu billah. So now you find the ulama, they advise, because there is a lot of foolish people out there, let's demonstration, let's do it, let's go, let's do this, let's change it, but they're foolish. They don't understand the deen. And some of them, they're doing it for different reasons. But the ulama, they tell them, listen, man, don't do this. Don't do this. This is not right. This is what you're supposed to do. That's why the ulama, at least, alhamdulillah, they advise them. And those, alhamdulillah, who have a right mind and listen, then that's safety for everybody. But if the foolish, they didn't care and went and do it anyway, like if these people don't listen and went and put a hole in the ship, what's going to happen? Everybody will go down. The bad ones and the good ones, waliyadu billah. قال الشيخ حفظه الله ولهذا لما نزل العذاب على بني إسرائيل لم ينجوا إلا الذين كانوا يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر قال الله تعالى فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به أنجينا الذين ينهون عن السوء وأخذنا الذين ظلموا بعذاب بئيس بما كانوا يفسقون. The Sheikh gave an example. He said, for these reasons, when Allah sent the torment on the children of Israel, no one was safe from it except those who used to command good and forbid evil. Allahu Akbar. When Allah sent His torment, who was safe from it? Those who used to command good and forbid evil amongst them. And he mentioned the ayah 165 in Surah Al-A'raf. So when they forgot the remindings that had been given to them, we rescued those who forbade evil. Aynaham. But with a severe torment, we seized those who did wrong because they used to rebel against Allah's commands. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ فعند نزول العذاب ينجو أهل الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر ويهلك الذين لا يأمرون بالمعروف ولا ينهون عن المنكر مع الهالكين من العصاة. He says, when the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends, those who be safe from it, those who used to command with good and forbid the evil. And those who are destroyed are those who do not, they didn't used to be from those who command good and forbid the evil. They will be destroyed with the sinners and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah, Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan, وفي هذا الحديث يبين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كيفية الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. الله أكبر. He said in this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم make very clear for us how commanding good and forbidding evil should take place. وأنه لا يترك أبدا ولكنه بحسب الاستطاعة. The first thing we learn that commanding good and forbidding evil should not be left or be neglected or not act upon, period. But you have to always be established, but according to a person's ability. According to a person's ability. فَقَالَ مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا. In the Prophet ﷺ, he says, whoever amongst you sees an act of evil. أَيْنَعَمْ قَالْ أَمَّا الَّذِي لَا يُرَى أَوْ يَخْتَفِي فَهَذَا عُدَةُ عَلَى صَاحِبِهِ لَكِنَ الْإِنْكَرَ يَكُونُ فِي الشَّيْءِ الظَّاهِرِ الَّذِي يُرَى. He says, but as for the thing that you didn't see, that's for the person who's acting upon that evil. You change only that which you see and what's apparent to you. ثم قال فليغيره بيده. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, whoever amongst you sees an act of evil, let him change it with his hand. ويزيله بيده يعني بسلطته. He says, now look, when the Prophet ﷺ, he says, let him change it with his hand, meaning with his authority. If he has authority. Not the hand takes someone to a dark basement and la. This is not what I mean, the hand smack somebody or la. He says authority here. قال هذا ينطبق على أصحاب السلطة من ولاة الأمور ورجال الحسبة الذين لهم سلطة يغيرون الملك بأيديهم. He said this is in the first place the people who have authority, the rulers, the judges, and those who they help and help them, officers and the like. They're the one that change the evil with their hands. Because they have the authority, okay? So, a ruler can shut down a club, you see? Can shut down, alright? Can put somebody in jail. Can establish the punishment, cut someone's hand. Stone someone else. This is for the ruler, the person who have authority. وكذلك صاحب البيت له سلطة على بيته وهو راع ومسؤول عن رعيته فله سلطة على بيته فيزيل المنكر بيده من بيته ولا يقره ولا أحد يعترض عليه حتى ولي الأمر لا يعترض عليه في بيته. It says likewise, included in this is the person in his house, the man who's in charge in his household, because he is the responsible of his family. So he has authority in his house. He has authority in his house. Once again, not in the streets and the marketplaces. In his house. So it is permissible for the man who's in charge of the house to change the evil with his hand from his house. If he sees something evil, yes, he can get it out from his house. And no one should object this, he says. Even the ruler himself doesn't tell him, why are you changing this evil from your house? Yes, even the authority themselves, they should not interfere with him. The Sheikh says, and tell that man in his house, why are you getting this evil out of your house? Amen. قوله فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه. He said, as for the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, when he says, but if a person is not able to do this in this level, which is the hand, which is the authority, then with his tongue. أي من ليس له سلطة ولكن عنده علم وبصيرة فهذا يغير بلسانه. He says, but if a person doesn't have authority, he sees things not in his house, because in his house, he can change those things. But he sees things in the streets, in schools, in the marketplaces, on the light. He sees things in Hajj, when he make Hajj, when he made Umrah. He sees things, people doing things in I don't know where. But he has no authority. What this person do? He says, would he move to the second level, which is the tongue. What does it mean, tongue? Meaning, if he has knowledge and understanding of those matters, then he will change it with his tongue. He's not just someone who has a tongue and can speak. No, meaning here, the one who has knowledge. Then he can refute the evil and can call to what is good upon knowledge and a sound understanding. فَيُبَيِّن لِلنَّاسِ وَيَعِذْ وَيُذَكِّرْ وَيَخْطُبْ وَيُبَلِّغْ وَلَاةَ الْأُمُورِ وَأَهْلَ الْحِسْبَ عَمَّا وَقَعَ مِنْ أَجْلِ أَنْ يُغَيِّرَهُ يُبَلِّغْ مَنْ يُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِهِ وَيَرْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ الْأَمْرِ فَهَذَا الْإِنْكَارُ بِلِسَانِ. And how is done, he says, this person who have knowledge, he will deal with these matters of evil by teaching, by admonishing people, by reminding them, whether in classes, in a khutbah, in khutab, he called the people to what's good and forbid them from evil. And also, if he sees something in the streets, in the marketplaces, something that he has no authority, he convey that, what he saw, to those who have the authority. If he sees an evil, he will write to the ruler himself or to the deputy rulers, those who represent the rulers, look, in our section, in our area, in our city, in our block, in our neighborhood, there are certain people that drink alcohol in this corner and this is not good. I can't do it because I have no authority. I advise them. I give them the ayats, the ahadith. That's all I can do. But I cannot remove them from there. But you have authority. Please do so. See? They do that. They don't go and get themselves in trouble. So they report to the rulers. And these are not spies. Some people can say, yeah, now they want to be spies. They're not spies, man. This is good. This is from our deen. They report to the rulers and to the people in charge. Look, this is certain evil. And we talk to these people. I want to listen. Please do something about it. فَمَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. But a person still may not be able to talk to the people. He has no knowledge. قال الشيخ أي ليس عنده علم ولا عنده معرفة ولا يعرف كيف ينكر. He says, look, this person, this applies on a person who maybe does not have any knowledge. He doesn't qualify to command good or forbid evil. You see? This applies on a person who sees an evil. He has no authority to change it. He doesn't have knowledge, no qualifications to talk about it, to command good with and to forbid evil, or أنه عنده علم وعنده معرفة ولكنه ممنوع من الكلام. Or this person maybe also he has knowledge, qualified, but he was actually being ordered not to deal with these matters. Being ordered not to deal with these matters. فهذا ينكر بقلبه. This person he will change the evil with what? With his heart. How? فيبغض المنكر وأهل المنكر ويعتزلهم ويبتعد عنهم. How he's going to change this evil with his heart? It says by hating that evil the people are doing, and hating the people to the wrong doors, and stay away from them, and separate himself from them. فدل ذلك على أنه لا يجوز ترك إنكار المنكر وأقله بالقلب. He says, so this is a clear proof that changing evil should not be left and is not permissible for a person to not act upon this principle. And the lowest level is with your heart. وَإِذَا تَرَكَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ إِنْكَارَ الْمُنْكَرِ كَانُوا مِثْلَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. He says, because if the Muslims, they neglect this principle here, they will resemble Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about them. كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوهُ. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 79, they used to be the people who do not forbid the evil when they see it. They see the evil and don't do anything about it. قال فلا بد أن ينكر المنكر. The Shaykh says it's a must that evil should be dealt with and should be refuted and addressed. But how? قال باليد أو باللسان أو بالقلب وهذا أضعف الإيمان. With the hand, which is once again the authority, or with the tongue, it's for the people who have knowledge and qualified and able to do that. Or at the least with the heart, by hating it. You cannot change it. You see, for example, certain things going on in the community, in the streets, in the markets, music all over the place, women not dressed properly, people playing while the salat is being held. None. In some Muslim countries they do this. Youth. The Adhan is called, they're still playing soccer. Some people are drinking alcohol by the wall of the Masjid al-Iyadu Billah. People are playing cards. Other people are still selling business trades. You see? Music. Wal-Iyadu Billah. People smoking. People fighting. Now what do you do now? You have no authority. Look in Saudi Arabia, Jazakumullah Khairan. The rulers, he applied this. Hadith, the rulers, they have the authority. Look at the women now, they don't go out with no hijab. Even those who don't like it, You want to go outside in the street, you got to put something on your head. You got to dress properly. You see? Another example, Salat. In Saudi Arabia, alhamdulillah, it's an order from the ruler. The time of the Salat, if the Adhan is called, no business. You cannot get a whopper, akhi, once the Adhan is called. Yeah, try. Those who've been there, those who've been to Hajj, right? You remember? Those who went to Hajj or Umrah, and you're like, alhamdulillah, I'm going to get me some nice whopper because halal, okay? But you go like, this is Asr at 5 o'clock, for example, and you go like 5 minutes before the Adhan, they tell you, and you're like, man, they give me two of them. You know, they want one. I don't know why two. And they're like, oh, no, we cannot serve you. Wait a minute, I come all the way from America. Now, you know, why you don't serve me? Because I'm American? No, no, Adhan, akhi. Adhan. What do you mean, Adhan? People don't know. They don't serve you, akhi. 5 minutes or so before the Adhan, they close everything. You cannot be served until... And they close. Everything closed. Everything shut down, akhi. Why? Because there is some people who, hey, they walk and drive in. Okay? People, they drive in, and if they see someone selling, dealing with business at the time of the Salat, not just that, or not going to pray. If they see someone sitting there, they says, why are you not praying? Go to pray. Unless if it's crazy or something, that's different. Ayinam. Alhamdulillah, we've seen that. May Allah protect that land. Likewise, the ulama, they do that. Look, their classes and their advices and commanding good, calling tawheed, forbidding shirk, calling the sunnah, bid'ah, calling to manhaj al-salaf, calling about the hizbiyat and all this, and bid'ah and innovations. They do that. But if you are in an area, you can do not. You see all this evil. You have no authority. You cannot talk to the people. What do you do? You should hate it. You should a'udhu. You should hate this shirk you see in the streets. You should hate the sins and disobedience so you can be a part of those people who command good and forbid evil. قَالْ وَضَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْعَمَلَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ فَإِنْكَرُ الْمُنْكَرِ الْعَمَلِ وَعَدَّهُ النَّبِي صَلَىٰ سَلَىٰ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. He says also one of the benefits is that action is from iman, because some of the people, deviant sects, like the Murji and the like, they don't say that actions are a part of iman. But this hadith is a clear proof that actions are from iman. Why? It says because forbidden evil is an action. The Prophet ﷺ considered it from iman. وفي قوله أضعف الإيمان دليل على الإيمان ينقص حتى يبلغ مثقال حبة من خردل ويزيد إلى ما شاء الله. Likewise, it says in the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, he says, and that is the weakest of iman. That's another proof also that iman decreases. And this is a refutation against also the Murji, al-iyadu billah, who they say, look, if a person believes in Allah, says he believes in Allah, his iman is complete, doesn't decrease, no matter what that person do. And that's wrong, no doubt. And this is one of the adillah, that iman decreases, and the Shaykh says it will continue to decrease until it becomes the weight of a small ant or mustard seed. وَيَزِيدُ إِلَى مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. And likewise, the iman increases. فَالْإِيمَانُ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصْ لَيْسَ عَلَى حَدِّ سَوَاءٍ فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ. It says iman increases and decreases. It's not in the same level in the hearts of the people. Iman is not all the people on the same level, they have the same iman, no. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ إِيمَانُهُ قَوِيٌّ. He says, amongst the people who their iman is very strong, may Allah make us from the memory. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ إِيمَانُهُ ضَحِيفٌ. And amongst the people whose iman is weak, may Allah protect us. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هُوَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. And amongst these people who are between these two categories, between those who have strong iman and those who have weak iman. لما ختم الشيخ حفظه الله فقال هذا فهذا حديث عظيم فيه نظام الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. He said this is a tremendous and a great narration and hadith, because it gives you the system, the right system to go by in commanding good and forbidding evil. Give you the right steps. ودل على أن المنكر لا يترك بدون إنكار ولو بالقلب. And also it is a proof that a Muslim does not leave off completely forbidden evil, even with his heart. You see? He cannot with, you have no authority, then with preaching, teaching, admonishing, advising, reminding the people. But even if a person doesn't have knowledge, or may have knowledge, but he's been told, don't talk. Because sometimes in some areas, some people, they will be in order, don't say anything. Then that person, he will go to the lower, the other level of hating with the heart, hating that evil. قال وإذا أنكر العبد المنكر بقلبه ابتعد عن أهله ولم يخالطهم ولم يجالسهم أما أن يخالطهم ويجالسهم ويأكل معهم ويشرب معهم ويقول أنا منكر بقلبي هذا ليس بصحيح. The Sheikh says, and when a person now forbid the evil with his heart, this means that in the first place he have to stay away from the people of evil. من عن أهله يعني عن أهل الباطل وأهل المنكر. He has to stay away from them and do not mix with them, do not sit with them. He says, as for a person, he continued to sit with his people, live with them, hang with them, spend time with them, and he eats with them and drink with them. And then he says, well, I am forbidding the evil they are upon with my heart. He said, this is not right. This is not right. لو كان منكرا بقلبه لابتعد عنهم لئلا يصيبهما أصابهم. He says, because if a person really is sincere and truthful when he says that he's changing the evil of certain people, what the certain people are upon with his heart, he should stay away from them. And there is benefits from them, the Sheikh says, so he won't be contaminated by what they are upon. Because if he continue to sit with them, they may pull him to what he's upon. Like someone who he's not drinking alcohol, or maybe he used to drink and Allah saved him. Now he's, what happened? He's hanging with those who are drinking. They drinking alcohol and stuff, he's drinking Pepsi. And he thinks like, he shouldn't be with these people. Another person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them from drugs. Or he used to do drugs, but alhamdulillah he made tawbah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped that person and he left drugs. But now he's hanging with certain people who still do drugs. Eventually they may pull him back, wal'iyadu billah, to that. And also, a person who used to be vulgar, ma'udhu billah, lie, backbite, slander, fight, but Allah saved him from that. Now he's mindful of what he says, mindful of his statements, but now he's still hanging with those people who do nothing but cursing, slandering. As the ulama, they says, as-sahib, sahib. As-sahibu sahib. The companion that you are spend a lot of times, he's going to put you on his track. It's like you're driving with a man in his car. He's the driver. He's going to take you where he wants to go. You see? Because you're not driving. Aynam. قال لو كان ممكن مقابل ابتعد عنهم وكذلك وليشعرهم أنه مخالف لما هم عليه. Likewise, to give him a lesson that I am not agreeing with what you are upon. أما إذا جلس وأكل وشرب معهم وضحك معهم فهموا أنه موافق لهم على ذلك. He said, but if a person is still, he's changing the evil with his heart, but if he still sit with the people of evil, eat with them, drink with them, hang with them, talk to them, spend time and laugh when they laugh, he said, this now they will think that, man, he's okay. He's okay. What we do is okay. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq, to grant us first beneficial knowledge and righteous actions, and to give us the correct understanding. May Allah grant us wisdom, ya akhwan. Hikmah is very important in da'wah, in dealing with the people. Not just anyone who knows a little bit. What is the hikmah? To be able to apply. Look at this. That's the hikmah, knowledge. He comes with knowledge. And the hikmah is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas and sincerity in everything we say, everything we do. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kaseeran.